I would really struggle to give the captain's armband to somebody who's consistently moaning and consistently shows the body language that Bruno Fernandes does.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we hear from Manchester City's new €80 million signing Omar Marmoush. Pep Guardiola responds to their latest Champions League loss. And Brendan Rodgers praises his side's composure and perseverance as they target an upset at Villa Park next week. But first, Manchester City have completed their third big money signing of the transfer window. Egyptian Omar Marmoush moves from Eintracht Frankfurt for €80 million and has signed a 4.5-year contract. He scored 37 goals and provided 20 assists during his time in Frankfurt and will add support to Erling Haaland. Marmoush joins young defenders Abdoulkadir Kusunov and Vitor Hayes at City this month, and he's been talking about his move with City's media team.
My last two seasons were great, but it's just the beginning for me. I'm so happy to be here, and for me, City is one of the biggest clubs in the world, so it was not a question.
For some of our fans who maybe haven't seen you play that often, can you just describe your style and what you think your main strengths on the football pitch are?
My main strength, I would say that I always want to win. That's from a character point of view. On the pitch, I'm fast, good on the ball. I try to see where the spaces are and try to exploit the spaces, and I'm dangerous.
From what we've seen, you can play a number of different positions on the pitch, which I'm sure was very attractive to Cheeky and Pep. Just explain to us what position you feel most comfortable in.
Yeah, I've played many positions. In the national team, I'm always playing on the left wing most of the time. In my former club, I was playing number 9 and sometimes the 10. Also played on the 8, so right wing. So I think I can play all positions. I feel most comfortable under a striker, so in the 10 position, where I can just turn and the way to the goal is quicker or shorter, I mean. But again, I feel comfortable in all positions, and wherever I play, I will always try to give my all to help the team.
It's one in and one out for City, with Kyle Walker to complete his loan move to AC Milan today. City's club captain stunned many with his decision to leave earlier this month and will join former England teammates Ruben Loftus-Cheek and Fikayo Tomori at the San Siro. Milan have had a loan deal accepted by City, and there's an option to make the deal for Walker permanent, with terms already agreed until 2027. Walker leaves a City team who will be battling for their Champions League survival next week at home to Club Brugge. For the 9th time this season, City threw away a lead, this time losing 4-2 away to PSG, having led 2-0 early in the second half at the Parc des Princes. Guardiola attempted to explain this latest defeat.
If I analyse game by game today, we don't deserve it, but there are games we deserve, but it's what it is. So what is the argument to say is unfair or fair? Always PSG arrive in that position when we play the previous games. I saw that they play better and we could not win. So today they were able to do it, and still we are in this position. And that, yeah, I mean, big stages and the big teams, we struggle. And I have to accept it, you know, simple as that. I have to accept it that they were better. So I said to the players, accept it and recover, go to the Chelsea to recover. And after, of course, the Champions League to try to qualify. But it's the same. At the end, we have to recover our game. That is what we have to do.
Pep, it's another game where you've taken the lead and then conceded and lost. Are you seeing any common patterns or trends, because so many teams are able to come back?
Yeah, but to defend we have to play, and we could not. So it's not about, okay, 0-2, we go 90 minutes, the rest of the game we go into the box. You have to play. You could not. You keep the ball and make an extra pass. And I give credit to PSG, because it was not easy how aggressive they are. But and after that, with a score, the 2-1 quick and the 2-2, at the same time we scored the first one and the second always quick, so always could do it. And PSG, in the moment they felt it, in the moment gives the 1 and 2, of course the momentum with the crowd, what they are playing for, it's normal the situation there, in the, you know, how they push it, and you know, so and we could not have the ball, we could not. That's why I tried to Gundo with Maka or whatever to keep it with Jack. They had to keep the ball, but we could not do it.
Remember one game, we were at Hull. We played against Wolves, 1-0 up at half-time, cruising. Phil Brown's the manager at the time. Yeah. He's like just delighted with the first half performance. The last thing he said to us when we were going out to go out for the second half, lads, First 15 minutes, just, you know, do your jobs, keep it tight. Within probably 2 minutes of the second half, Wolves had equalised against us. So everything that he'd said at half-time didn't register with us. We come in after the game, and he is in full mode, hammering the lads. So he's going for one or two of the players. You did this, you did that, what are you doing? And all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right at the very end, he said, lads, you lot go out and perform like that in front of me, the next England manager, lads. Come on, not with you showering.
Ireland international striker Adam Ida had a strong hand in Celtic's winner last night. His shot was turned into the young boy's net by Loris Benito, 4 minutes from time at Celtic Park. All that after Arne Engel saw a first half penalty saved, while Kyogo had three potential goals ruled out in that first 45 minutes. Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers praised his side's composure as they battled for a breakthrough last night, and they'll go to Aston Villa next week attempting to crack the top eight.
Well, that's the idea. It's a great stadium to play football in. The atmosphere will be great. For us, we go there and we'll finish off the eighth game like we wanted to do in all the other games, was to go in and play well and look to win the game. Now obviously they're a fantastic opponent, but no, we go there with no fear, and we look forward to it when it arrives.
Brendan, when you returned to the club, you said you wanted progress in Europe. This is certainly something you can look at. How much more progress can this team make, because it seems to be developing all the time in Europe?
Well, it's just time and patience and support, isn't it? And of course, you've always got to be improving squads and developing the individual players. But the players are doing that. I think you've seen where they've come from last season, where I thought we played well but didn't quite get the points. To now come in this season, you know, to have 12 points at this stage is absolutely fantastic from where the club has been over a number of years at this level. So I think that's clear to see. And what can we do? It's just the idea is to hopefully be able to sustain this level over the coming years. But we have to make the first steps and qualify, and we've been able to do that, which is a fantastic achievement by the players.
Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim wants to see his side play without fear when they face Rangers in the Europa League tonight. His side have lost 4 of their last 5 Premier League games at Old Trafford. Amorim believes there's a clear explanation for why they've struggled on home soil this season.
The way we play, we are too nervous with the ball, too nervous, really anxious. And then if you have a little bit experience in this game, when you fall in this type of context, it's really hard to go up, especially when you are a massive club.
That game at Old Trafford kicks off at 8. Before that, at 5:45, Tottenham can move into the top 8 with a win away to German side Hoffenheim. But Spurs boss Ange Postecoglou has 4 defenders available for the game. Jed Spence and Sergio Reguilon are both ineligible. Robbie Keane takes charge of Ferencváros for the first time. His side are away to Eintracht Frankfurt. Ireland international Caitlin Hayes has completed her move to WSL side Brighton. The 29-year-old leaves Celtic after 4 years with the club. During her time in Scotland, Hayes made 153 appearances and scored 40 goals. Last May, she played her part in helping Celtic secure their first ever Scottish Women's Premier League title and was named Player of the Year. Hayes also lifted the Scottish Cup twice and helped Celtic reach the group stage of the Champions League for the first time. Shamrock Rovers have confirmed that Marcus Pome has left the club. The midfielder was only on loan at Rovers from Flora Tallinn for 2 years, and he has now returned to the Estonian club. Pome's final game for the Hoops was a memorable one, with his deflected shot briefly levelling things up at Stamford Bridge in their Conference League game away to Chelsea. Aston Villa have sold Diego Carlos to Fenerbahce for around £10 million. The Brazilian defender will play under former Chelsea, Tottenham and Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho. Carlos joined Villa in 2022 and helped them qualify for the Champions League. And Ipswich have brought in Paraguay international Julio Enciso from Brighton on loan until the end of the season. The midfielder has scored 4 goals in 24 games since he joined Brighton in June 2022. Enciso, who's 21 today, could be available for Ipswich's game away to Liverpool in the Premier League on Saturday.
And it's going to be a second yellow card here for Mandy, and he's off. And Lille's task may now be insurmountable.
Oh, Mandy, you came and you went without taking the ball, and the rest sent you away.
Sorry,
That's a round of applause line, Gary.